now joined by Brad Forrest, the Windsor girls basketball coach. And coach, it looks like you had a pretty tough start to the week, and it was probably nice to get back into the gym and get some games played, but you matched up with, looked like, Otterville on Saturday, then Sacred Heart on Monday, and then Kingsville last night. How'd those games go for your team?
Well, we gave Otterville a pretty good basketball team. We played them Saturday as a makeup game from tried three times to play them. Weather kept pushing us back. We finally got in Saturday. And we're missing a couple girls for sickness and that kind of thing. And we kept it close for a little while, and then they did better than us, and they ended up getting it stretched out. Same thing with Sacred Heart. We didn't play very well on Monday, and Sacred Heart took advantage of it, and we looked kind of stuck in the mud on Monday. And we had Kingsville last night, and we were able to get back and put a tally on the win side. Still didn't play all that well, but we put together enough to be able to pull away with the victory.
Okay, and your next matchup, I believe, is in the Kaysinger Conference. Was that tonight?
Yeah, we played Smithton tonight in the 7-10 game, for a play-in game. And they ended up getting us 61-45, but I was really happy with the way my girls played tonight. We just went cold in the third quarter and went on about a 3 or 4 minute stretch there where we couldn't score. We were down 2 at half. Really happy with our effort all night tonight. We just, like I said, we just got cold and couldn't buy a bucket, and it wasn't for a lack of getting good shots. We just got cold, and somebody welded a lid on the rim against us.
Yeah, a lot of times teams have those nights. So who are some of the girls that have been working hard and showing up and making a difference for Windsor?
Last couple nights, last two nights specifically, our junior point guard, Cheyenne Berube, had 11 last night. And then she had 22 tonight. When we got cold in the third quarter, she was the one that kind of got us snapped out of it with hitting a couple three-pointers and getting us back in the ball game, trying to keep it close there. But we couldn't get enough stops to really cut it to have a shot at it there after we got on that cold streak. And then Emma Brummett, my big, played well for us last night. She had 21 rebounds last night. And 13 points, and then tonight she had another big night off the glass with double digit rebounds again tonight. So, like I said, our effort was good tonight. We just couldn't make enough shots to pull away with the victory.
Looking forward, what's on tap for the Greyhounds schedule coming up soon?
Yeah, we continue in the Kaysinger Conference tournament on Monday. We got the loser of the Sacred Heart Northwest game on Monday. Both of them rematches. It happens to be Sacred Heart. Hopefully we can put together a better effort than we did on Monday. And we've seen Northwest earlier in the year, and we were able to take it to them and win pretty convincingly. So we'll see what happens, and hopefully we can get another win on Monday.